Yo, what's good, people? You are now listening to episode 90 of True to Sauce.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Hi.
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Yo.
I don't know why, but this first, specifically this time when that music hit, I got really excited. I don't know. I think it's going to be a good episode. And we just had a lot of fun recording some stuff.
Short episode.
So actually, in my defense, it was on average a shorter episode than normal last week. I think we were at like 110. I think average is like 120. So, I didn't lie. Whatever.
Anyways. I think it's because when we say short, though, people are expecting less than an hour.
35 minutes, yeah. I think we're way past that point
of no return.
Yeah, it's not happening. A 35-minute episode at this point is a failure.
So it's safe to say anything below an hour and a half is short.
Yeah, I think that's
that's what we meant.
Yeah,
that's
anything
what we mean.
Below an hour and a half. Yeah, that's almost a full-length movie now that we're talking.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was thinking about it yesterday, and in class, I remember having, when you had to do presentations, and they were like, the teacher would say, it has to be 10 minutes minimum. And you're like,
yo, that felt
how
so long,
am I going to talk for 10 minutes?
Yeah.
And now we talk for like an hour and a half every Tuesday.
But there was never a class on sneakers, though.
That's true.
So put me in a class of sneakers. I'm going to fucking get an A++ in that course.
Plus.
Bro, I would teach that shit.
Facts. Shit.
We've got a good episode this week, and I'm going to come out and say it this time. I think it's going to be a long episode this week. It was a slower news week than normal. However, there were a ton of new releases previewed, revealed, and announced last week. So this week in kicks is being modified into an extended CGS picks for the first time in forever. And also, we made a big goof last week that we need to atone for during EEE.
Anonymous.
EEE. We'll take it as a group.
It's a group take. It's
we
a group
made
take.
A big mistake.
Because no one corrected the other.
I know.
And some news from Japan is going to find its way into this week's Thumbs Up and Thumbs Down. And to close out the show, we're going to discuss the nominees for the True to Size Awards 2019, folks. We are there. It's that time of the year. I'm really excited.
Crazy.
Maybe that's why I'm so hyped for this episode, because it's going to be a good one. But first, Alvin!
Fire round.
We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from me, bitches. Because I thought of a good one today. So I just completely booted out the other person. I was like, sorry, whoever you are. But my question is a good one. So today, I don't know if you guys noticed. I don't know if you keep up like I do. NetMag posted an $11 raffle with the caption, OG or new school. And the winner of this raffle in particular can either choose both pairs of Unions, so the black toe and that blue one, or dead stock with the OG box 1994 Chicago and bred ones.
Whoa.
Wearable?
I think ones are pretty much always wearable.
Yeah.
I don't really think that they have anything wrong with them as they age. Mm. But my question to you guys, which one would you take? I think at face value, it seems obvious. But then when I thought about it, there was a little bit of a deeper inner working there. What do you guys think?
So it's they're both DS pairs of the Unions.
Yep.
Or
OG box.
A DS Chicago and a DS bred from like OG OG.
1994. Not OG OG, but very 94. Yes. Yeah, 94.
Old as fuck.
Yep.
I'm taking the Unions.
Interesting.
Because I have the breds. I don't have Chicago's, but that's okay. I'll probably get them in February.
If they come out as they say they are.
If they don't, they're going to come out in the next couple of years. It's not a big thing.
Yeah.
So. And as cool as it would be to have like 94.
With the box.
And with the box.
Yeah.
And the smell.
I'm good with the smell. As cool as it would be, I'd rather have like pairs. I feel like I would I would get more wear out of those, because I don't know if I would want to wear the 94s.
I could see that.
Because it's history.
It is history.
And to have like an older pair of Jordans, I wouldn't want to. I'd probably just buy a display case and not display them because I have no room in my house.
Put them in a display case in your shoe closet.
So that's why I choose the Unions, because I would rock the fuck out of those.
Interesting. That surprises me. Joel.
I would take the latter and take the 94s.
Yeah? Why is that?
Just because the box.
The box the makes box a huge load. Difference.
Yeah, the box is like a gimme for me. And I would probably rock the shit out of them, like heads ain't ready, and just do some stupid.
Because Jordan 1s, you can't, like, they don't, there's no air bubble, so it doesn't pop or burst.
Yeah,
like,
it's I think not, the only fear is the uppers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is how, like, the leather has held
cracks
up.
Cracks and crinkles and such as you wear it. Yeah. So, yeah, I think at face value, this question seems obvious, especially for the three of us, because we preach history and all that kind of shit. But then when I thought about it more, I thought more towards Alvin's side of point of view. Mm. Because the Unions, theoretically, are never coming out again.
Theoretically.
Theoretically. Yeah. In the next 10 years, I doubt we see them again. Theoretically. Theoretically.
Yeah.
So they're never coming out again. The Breds and Chicago's are on like a 3-4-5 year rotation at this point.
Yeah.
Allegedly, both are coming out. Theoretically, both are coming out next year, 2020. Not that I have 2020 vision or anything, but we had to throw it in there at one point. It's a good joke.
Hakeem Optical and his bitch.
Sponsored by Hakeem Optical.
Or Pearl Vision. What Pearl up, though? Vision.
All of them.
Oh, shit.
Hakeem Optical. Great.
Nice, guys.
It's great. But yeah, so yeah, same boat as Alvin. Like, I think that I would wear the Chicagos and the Breds, but they're coming out so often that I don't necessarily need it. Except for that box, which is really cool. I think I'm good. The Unions, I think I would take because I would wear them and they're not going to come out again. So this would be a good opportunity to actually get them.
And I don't want to have to worry about
anything.
If the leather is going to crack
or crumble or whatever. Yeah, I could see.
That's true. That's true.
I just want to be able to put them on my foot and just walk the fuck out my door.
Yeah.
But that's a tough choice.
It is a tough choice. The more you think about it, it becomes a lot closer.
I'm going to go enter, and if I'm given that choice, damn, ask me if I win.
If you would like to submit a question for the Fire Round and have us answer it on the pod like I just did, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Don't worry, person whose question I booted off the show. We will get you next week.
Next week.
If I remember who it was. And by random draw, I will be going first on the CGS picks this week. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase,
super cute.
And I'm going to get right into it. So this week, as a change from my usual, I chose a New Balance, more specifically a 997, more specifically the 997 in collaboration with End Clothing out of Europe somewhere. On their Persian rug collaboration. Very clean.
Yeah.
Looks very supple, as Alvin would like to put it. So if you can close your eyes for a second as you're listening and imagine a Persian rug with the burgundies and the reds. You guys didn't have to do it because you're sitting in front of me. meant more for the listeners.
Oh, so good.
Burgundies, tans, reds, a little bit of blue accents. Yeah. That's the shoe in a nutshell. Very earth tones, we'll call it like Arabian Nights vibes, maybe Arabian Days.
Arabian Nights!
Thank you, Aladdin. Nice. but yeah, it's just a really clean overall shoe. Nothing is jumping out as being like crazy, but it's one of those shoes you can wear all the time.
Yeah.
And the box, assuming it comes with this box that I see pictured on the sneaker news here, is nuts. It's a full over paisley box to match the paisley insoles that come in the shoe. Just overall, like a clean shoe. Like I said, nothing crazy. Not going to win New Balance of the Year or anything in the True to Size Awards 2019. But a clean shoe nonetheless. I will rate them as a cute. Joel, what did you pick this week?
Okay, so my pick is the Shaq Gnosis Reeboks.
Ooh.
That is scheduled to drop sometime in 2020. I never really give two shits about the shoe before, and I don't give two shits about them now. I don't know, but I guess it's because it's very, I don't know, it's very like hypnotizing for me. And
hurts my head.
Yeah, it just gives me a headache and whatnot. But he had to like back in the day, he had to like come out hard because I think it was the same time as the Jordan 11s that dropped. So he had to outshine them. And I think Penny dropped a shoe around the same time frame as well.
Interesting.
So we had to like, you know, pop out. And I guess this way of him popping out, like just hypnotizing you while he dunks on your head kind of thing is like.
90s shock is scary.
Shock. Yeah. Bring the backboard Facts. Down and yeah. everything, bro. But yeah, it's a poop for me.
Ooh. Not even a cute just for the history.
It's cool for me that they're doing it again, but. I don't know. I guess people will grab them just for the nostalgia of it. But for me personally, I didn't really care about them then. And maybe, I don't know. It's a no for me.
I do wish that brands or even just within brands, there was a little bit more competition or like them going at it. Similar to like what you said, where it's like Reebok is kind of just doing their best to show up Nike/Jordan yeah. in any way they can. Like they're throwing out this loud shoe because the Jordan 11 just came out yeah. with the patent leather and yeah. the shine and everything. I wish we saw more of that because that's, like you said, it's kind of blatant that that's what they were trying to do. Like yeah. they needed to do something outrageous
yeah.
immediately.
Like if they switched up the colorway, there'll probably be more colorways that drop in it. They'll probably like mess around with different colors
and collabs
and whatnot. Such. Yeah.
I'll take a Shaq Gnosis collab. I don't care.
But yeah, like the black and white though, like for me, like the OG is, it's a no hit. It's a no hit.
I think I agree with you. Yeah. Alvin, what's your pick?
I got a New Balance 998 black and purple. Similar to Lawrence's pick. It is a very.
Should I close my eyes?
Okay, so if you want to close your eyes.
Okay, there's like some ASMR stuff here.
And just imagine a velour suit with purple / violet. Uh-huh. But yeah, anyway, it's predominantly purple, this shoe.
Are we talking like Barney purple or are we talking like
Joker purple?
Joker purple, okay.
If that makes any sense.
It does
like
a lot.
Like a plum.
Yeah. It does.
Plum, yes.
Plummy kind of.
A plummy purple.
Dark blueberry.
Yeah. Ooh,
yes.
Dark blueberry.
And then the midsole obviously is white. And then it's got like, you know that section on the 998 on the midsole in the front? That's just like a rectangle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's kind of like a purple or a plum or whatever.
Dark blueberry.
These are cool, man. No release date, though. But. It is going to be $220, so you're looking at $280
ish.
Where to buy these, according to Sneaker News, our good friends over at 43 Einhalb.
Oh, yeah.
Einhalb. Wow. But again, no release date, but dope shoe, man. Definitely gives off, like, I don't know, in the article it says that they're trying to, like, you know, go off of the hype from the Joker movie.
Okay.
But I could definitely see that, because yeah. it's definitely got Joker vibes to it.
Yeah.
These are cool, but just a cute for me. Unless they're like dirt cheap and go on sale, because they would look good with a Raptor jersey.
Mm.
But we'll yeah. see what happens.
There it is.
Yeah.
With a purple Kawhi jersey.
Hoo!
Next up this week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. And as mentioned previously, not a whole lot of news headlines this week. However, a ton of sneakers were announced or previewed or revealed or whatever wording you want to give it. So we're just going to run through that. It's a little bit out of the ordinary for a typical This Week in Kicks segment. However, yeah. I think these things all need to be looked over and discussed because they're mostly pretty sweet. I'm pretty excited about pretty much everything here. First up, thing that obviously no one has heard about yet. The Dior Jordan 1s.
Mm.
If you haven't yeah. heard about it yet because you live under a rock or something, in April of 2020, which is next year, next month, in a couple days, really, Dior and Air Jordan are collaborating on a Jordan 1.
Yeah.
Allegedly limited to 1,000 pairs worldwide.
Damn.
Allegedly retailing at $2,000 wow. USD.
Soft.
And allegedly... will be releasing at select Dior doors worldwide. Dior doors Dior is doors. Hard to say. What do you guys think of the sneaker overall? Mostly gray, hits of white, some Dior detailing on the swoosh and on the tongue. The wings logo is really cool. I think it says Air Dior, and then same with the tongue tag. Same with underneath the shoe, it says Dior under the clear outsole. Some cool details. What do you guys think about it?
I think my favorite feature is the outsole.
Yeah?
I like that it's clear, or not clear, like translucent.
Yep.
It's cute, man. Definitely a cute shoe. Definitely Dior-ish. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know, man. If I have $2,000 hanging around, I'll fucking cop that shit.
Joel, so yeah, you're the same boat. You just kind of...
I like the swoosh.
Yeah.
I like how it just like...
the oversized swoosh.
Yeah, it's a big swoosh in it. Like all the details inside it and whatnot. I think these are better than the Adidas...
Prada. It's definitely a different take on a luxury collaboration.
Yeah. But yeah, these are pretty cool, man. If I had like, you know, a couple of racks, I'd drop it too.
Done.
I like the tongue the best, actually. Yeah. Because it's got the Dior embossed or knitted, or I can't even tell, but it looks like it's all a really excited. Plush material.
Yeah.
But it's the Dior logo repeated in white on white, so you can't really see it until you look really hard. But those are the kind of details I would expect to see more so on a luxury collaboration like something very premium. I'm curious to see what kind of materials are used on it. Because if it's getting a $2,000 USD price tag, it better be pretty dang good.
Yeah. I don't know, though, bro.
But just from the look at it, yeah, it looks regular-ish.
It doesn't, like, what were the ones that came out recently? The Bloodlines?
Yep.
Bloodlines. That leather looks crazy.
I actually bought those for my brother for Christmas.
Nice.
I hope he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Cool. Merry Christmas, Matt.
Merry Christmas.
Love you, Brother Hopkins.
They're just sitting at Foot Locker, but it's a pretty clean shoe.
It's a clean shoe.
And in an 8.5, you would think that in a Jordan 1, they would be gone, but they had an 8.5 and a 9.
I mean, that's just a side note. Let's just let it keep sitting, because then if it goes on sale for Boxing Day, maybe a Christmas present for myself.
Pretty neat shoe, yeah. But anyways, the Dior's.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Like the leather, I mean, hopefully these are just pictures, but usually...
The thing I did notice, though, it looks like it has the higher OG cut to it, though.
Yeah, it's like higher.
If you guys think the same as well. Yeah. So that is definitely enticing, and I think that's a good sign of things to come as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's the shape that they're getting back to, because I do like that slightly higher cut.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a fan of it, but I have to see it on my foot first.
Yeah, see, man. I mean, the material could also be like the materials they use on their purses and shit, so...
Yeah, it's hard to tell just from pictures without having it in hand, for sure. I guess, you know what, for the first time ever, even in This Week in Kicks, we're going to rate them. I think that they are a scoop. Ooh. Not that I would actually pay it, but I'll rate it a scoop because if it was attainable, I like them. Alvin. Yeah.
You're right. The tongue is the best part.
That's so good, right?
Yeah, man. Like
it's so good.
The detail of
it. You're just seeing up close now, right? Yeah.
You're right.
It's cool.
I'm going good scoop. Stuff. Joel?
I'm going scoop.
Wow. Alvin?
Yo, it's been a scoop. I already copped, bro.
Holy smokes. Sorry.
Got him.
Big money baller over there.
Except mine is D-Y-O-R.
Jor.
Did you get your Jor shoes?
Jor. Air Jor.
Where did you see them? They're in the jar. Next up. Nike Dunk Low SB Ray Gun 2.0/Tie-Dye. Did you guys see these now?
Yeah.
Okay. So at first, this is first impression I saw the shoe. I was like, why?
Yeah.
Don't do it. Just why? But then you get the backstory. So the shoe was inspired by a tie-dye Ray Guns hoodie that was often worn by Sandy Bodecker.
Oh.
Who is, if you're not familiar, Sandy Bodecker is essentially the godfather of Nike SB. He was the brand head that oversaw Nike skateboarding from 2002. So basically from the beginning of their heyday until recently when he passed away in 2018. So the Ray Guns did come out previously. I don't even know what year. Joel, what year did they come out? 2007?
No, I think 2005.
05.
Yeah.
We're going with 05.
That's recently, though? That's 14 years, bro.
That's a long time ago.
15 years.
Holy shit. It's almost 2020.
Yeah, that's bad. I mean, it's pretty recent. A
couple years ago,
you know.
But yeah, so the Ray Gun Pat came out in 2005, Dunk Low, in a white, a home and in a white, black and white. And it was based on a fictional basketball team that was basically created as a marketing campaign that they made shoes on. And then it came back on the Area 72 pack a couple of years, not a couple of years later, a couple of years ago. And now they're doing a 2.0 version with the tie-dye. Typical, like it looks the exact same except for the white slash black panels are tie-dye. And then on the inside, the 58 on the inside of the tongue.
Oh, yeah, that was a cool.
Is for Sandy Bodecker.
That's cool.
Because 5'8 looks like SB.
SB, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like I said, at first I was kind of like, why? Like, don't do it. Like, don't just like whore out the shoe. Like, don't do it. And then when I saw the reasoning, I was like, this is really cool. Like, I'm down with it. What do you guys think? Joel, you own the black pair, right?
Yeah, so, I like the white pair. Like, I'm looking at it right now.
The white tie-dye.
And that tie-dye, the way that they had the panels on them, just make it look more dope.
Yeah, it's really
cool. In my opinion, yeah.
It almost makes it look aged.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like, it looks vintage. I'm a fan. I like the white one, I think, as well. It actually was cool because when I was just looking up, like, I just wanted to get a little bit more background on Sandy Bodecker. The first image on Google Images was him wearing the Ray Guns tie-dye sweater. Yeah, and I was like, wow, this clearly he did wear quite often is the first picture that I'm seeing. But yeah, I think they're pretty cool. Alvin, what do you think?
Yeah, no, they're cool, man. For the black pair, it would have been dope if they made the black tie-dye as well.
Mm.
But then again, it might be too much.
Yeah.
But then again, it also might not have been. Because I'm thinking, like, if you're going to go, you might as well go hard.
Do tie-dye all over. I love tie-dye.
That would have been cool.
I'm a big fan, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of tie-dye, but that would have been cool on the black pair. I don't know what they could have done with the white pair, but I don't know. I don't hate it. I don't know if I would scoop it, but I like how they also stayed true to the, like, pretty much the OG colors, too. So
yeah, they didn't stray too far away from the original Ray Gun.
Because when you're thinking tie-dye, it's like you're thinking, like, oh, shit, it's like a rainbow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
and actually, the black pair is also coming in grade school sizing as well. So that's a little bit of a game changer. They don't usually do that with SB. No. So.
Yeah.
Facts.
But yeah, so based on backstory and stuff, I'm going to call them a scoop. Also, because I don't own any of the other two Ray Guns, I think that I might need a pair. Or the white, I think I would go with. Joel?
I go with the white as well.
Scoop?
Scoop.
Ooh, you have the...
For the white.
The black one already, right?
Yeah, I have the home one. Yeah, the black one.
So you need the pack, sort of.
Yeah.
I need all four, basically. Alvin?
Cute.
Cute for you.
Yeah.
Next up, this is a big one. Jordan 1... X Nike Airship New Beginnings Pack.
Oh, man.
Holy smokes. Yo, so
I fell in love with these when I heard Uncle Scott, a.k.a. S. Collard, a.k.a. Sean, talk about them on the Secret Podcast because he was just raving about knowledge.
Yeah.
He's in love. Like, dude, if you heard his voice, it was just like, he's like a little kid in a candy store. He's like, oh, man, like, they made it like the way Michael Jordan wore it in his first PE. And like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
And it's the first time the Airship is ever retro.
Ever
retro. Yeah, which is incredibly surprising. Oh. I'm surprised they didn't do that. As soon as the band stuff took off, I'm surprised they didn't do it right away in like 2011-ish. It should have been done then, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so in February of 2020, the Airship is coming back in a pack with the Air Jordan 1, and they're both in the same colorway. So it almost looks like a Chicago Jordan 1, just a little bit different paneling, a little bit different red. But it also looks like the high cut, OG cut on the Jordan 1. And then for all those who don't know, the Airship is actually the shoe that MJ started in before the Jordan 1.
Yeah.
That was the actual band shoe.
Yeah.
It was the Airship.
Yeah.
Also really cool on the Jordan 1, there's the OG hang tag, which is a really cool touch. It's like the paper, like square, but they have it on an angle. So it's like a diamond hang tag, which is really cool. Uh-huh. $350 USD. So probably about $450 Canadian.
It's not bad. It's like two pairs of ones.
Yeah. It's reasonable.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be attainable, but it's a reasonable price.
I think it's gettable for sure.
You think so?
Yeah.
So.
You think for that price.
I mean, you'll be able to get it, you think?
You'll be able to get it. You might not necessarily afford it.
But you think it'll be out there?
I think it'll be there.
I don't know, man. A brand new Jordan 1 colorway in high cut. I don't know. We'll see. I hope so, too, because I think I would be in.
I think what'll end up happening is like people will keep the Jordan 1 and try to sell
the Airship.
The Airship.
Yeah, I agree. That's why they put it in a pack.
But because once you listen to Sean Collard and his history and his knowledge, you're not going to want to sell either of them.
I might have to listen.
I want them because of it.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry. I was just really giddy and happy. Like I just like I was
you
like
felt his happiness there. Through yeah. your head.
Yeah.
Ears.
And it was like I was like, "Oh man, I know cuz I never knew cuz he said the colorway that they had. I'm probably wrong. But from what I can recall he said is the colorway that on the airship is the colorway not released to anybody. It was just a PE for Michael Jordan just because
I also heard that.
Just yes. because he didn't have anything ready for him yet.
Yes.
And even with the Air Jordan 1, that specific Air Jordan 1, they changed up the shape to better custom it for Michael Jordan. Mm. So it's not even just a regular Jordan 1 high.
Yeah.
It was still a different shape. More just, catered just to cater to foot. It better to Michael Jordan.
Interesting.
But yeah, listen to Scholard, man. Like, he just... I want this pack because of him.
Hit up our boys at the Sneaker Podcast yeah. and listen to that.
I fell in love with this pack and I want it. This is a scoop. Sorry, I know you're not asking it, but this is a scoop for me.
You don't have to apologize, sorry. Man. Okay, scoop for you.
Scoop for me.
Well, I'm going to continue talking about it and then we'll get to that. The only thing I wanted to add is that I found it strange and kind of like it was kind of upsetting, but not really because I don't really care that much. But it was the Fragment owner/designer. I'm going to butcher his name. So we'll say the Fragment guy, who was the guy who initially like revealed it to yeah. the world. Like he posted yeah. it. And it was just strange to me because it was hours, if not an hour or an hour and a half after the Dior Jordan 1s first hit the internet. Mm. Like it was Travis Scott posted them. And then as soon as Travis Scott posted them, they went like everywhere, the Dior's. And then maybe an hour and a half later, it was Fragment guy. Again, I'm not going to try and say his name, was posting this pack. And I was kind of like probably ill-advised on the timing part of it.
Probably.
Because Dior Jordan 1s is a really big deal.
Yeah.
First of all, for Jordan, but also for yeah. Dior and everyone involved. And it's like, massive, like it's the first time I can yeah. think of them doing anything like this. And then the Thunder was partially stolen like an hour into like yeah. the hype kind of thing. Yeah, at least make it like the next day.
If he's posting yeah. it, then people are probably thinking it's like a
fragment collab fragment. Or whatever. Yeah, like it was just the timing was really ill-advised, I think. And
maybe he meant to do like a private snap and he fucked up.
One of those.
Posted like, it to everybody.
Tried to send it to a shorty and then posted it on his main feed.
Yo, people, oh, I just shit. Got, dog. Shit. It was a whole like retainer saying he couldn't post till 2020. Or
yeah, there was
shit.
An embargoed, and right away, as soon as it came out the box, he's yeah. like, "This is cool." But yeah, I'm gonna call it a scoop as well. Same with Alvin, Joel. What do you think?
I'm gonna be scooping the ships.
Oh,
if they come out, like if people are willing to split their packs.
Oh, so, Joel's already lobbying a little bit over yeah, here.
Man. I'll cop those for $100.
I don't care about the box, yo.
Keep the box. Keep that big box. Because,
yo, remember how people used to split the yeah, countdown packs? Countdown
can't do that anymore.
So with because, the countdown yeah. pack, it's like, oh, with half the box, I'm like, yo, yeah. just keep the half the box and just
yeah.
take off $50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now you can't even keep half the box. It's all together. It's one piece.
Yeah,
one
no,
piece,
I don't want though. That box anymore. Just give me the shoes, man. Yeah.
So next up, this one's interesting to me, and I really like this, so we're going to talk about it. The Adidas Ultra Boost 4D. Mm. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. So apparently sometime in 2020, this is when they're coming out, and Adidas is finally putting the 4D outsole on the Ultra Boost. Oh. I don't know why it took them this long because it's literally their two best-selling models. They're brand new technology in 4D and their new baby, not new anymore, but their baby in Ultra Boost. Common sense would dictate you put those two together. And the 4Ds are typically shaped like the Ultra Boost, like just...
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah.
I mean, or it exact. Seems like a no-brainer, like layup that you would do that
yeah.
pretty quickly, and it took them quite a while to actually do it, but they are finally doing it. And the Ultra Boost itself, like the upper, is going to be in its true form, so it's going to have a retool of the knit, most similar to the Ultra Boost 1.0, which is the one that everyone fell in love with to begin
yeah,
with.
Yeah.
So I think they're on like the 4.0 now or something
yeah,
crazy.
Somewhere.
Ultra Boost 2020, I don't know what. Yeah, the name Ultra 4D.
Yeah,
it's a pretty wow. cool name. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm surprised it took them this long. The price point is probably going to be something ridiculous because Ultra Boosts are
$500.
Yeah, I would expect probably $450. But yeah. it's a cool shoe, and I'm happy they're thinking this way.
Yeah,
Because this is the way you need to think. This is the Nike mindset. If it works on this separately and it works on this separately, let's put them together and it'll work together.
Yep.
Like, look how quick they had React on the Jordan 1. Like, or Flyknit on the Jordan 1. Like, all this stuff just happens almost immediately. This should be stuff that's already coming down the pipeline. And the last thing, this is a lot of other additional stuff that we added here. The Off-White Jordan 5.
What?
Did you guys see that? Okay, there you go. So Alvin did not see that.
I'm not up to date. Guys.
So next year is the Jordan 5's third. Don't worry, I'll talk. I can talk forever. I got you. You can take a, take your time to look at it. Yeah. Next year is the 30th anniversary of the Air Jordan 5.
Ooh,
and
Black
Virgil and Jordan Brand are back for the first time since they see that's the okay. since they did the Jordan 1 and they're back now on the 5. So just looking at it briefly, reminiscent of the Black Metallic 5, but it's got like circle hole window things going on there.
Is that like the 20, the 20 or whatever the fuck that shoe was?
What? Oh yeah, the 2010.
The D-Wade
one. The D-Wade one with the window in the side. The one of the cool thing or a couple cool things that I do like, it has the pre-aged outsole, so it's got the pre-yellowed translucent sole. It's got the same like inside out kind of look, like the exposed mesh and foam and textile upper as the Jordan ones that he did, and it's got a 3M tongue, so it's staying true to that for the Black Metallic 5. It's got Nike Air stitched on the heel. It's got the 23 stitched on the heel still. So yeah, Alvin's first reaction. Was exactly my first reaction. I was like, what?
Like a sour.
What is that? I was like, yeah, like, ooh. Like, I just bit into a lime.
Yeah.
Straight off of a lime tree.
Ooh.
And I was like, no thanks. And then it wasn't until today that I was actually looking at it so I could write a little blurb about it that I was like, maybe. Like, maybe. I'm not super into the circles. But, like, the exposed foam and the inside out look. And the 3M tongue, like, it's grown on me a little bit. I'm not going to call it a scoop. I know we're not there yet. But I started the same way as you, and I'm not there anymore. Alvin, go ahead.
I'm good. I have nothing to say about this. It's growing on me like a pimple. I just want to pop it and get rid of it. That's how it's growing on me. I don't like it at all.
Nah.
The only thing I like about it is the outsole, because it's already yellowed.
That was me too, man. I was the same.
It's already.
I was like, I hate it. And but, now today, I was like, maybe I don't hate it. Other as much than as that, I thought I hated it.
So then when it ages, it gets more yellow.
It goes translucent.
It goes to gum.
It goes to gum. Nah, bro.
You're not down?
Like, that fucking,
what is it about it? Is it the circles?
Everything.
It's the crop circles.
Is it the hole in the tongue? The circle in the tongue?
I don't know. It just needs to, like, they just need to stop. That's just me, though. Like, good for you, Off-White motherfuckers, but. I hate these joints. Like, these are fucking ugly.
At least he didn't write on it. Like,
it's on the inside.
There is a little bit just in the circle, in one of the circles.
It's on the inside. It's on the inside, like a mesh part.
On the inside cage mesh thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just a small little circle of writing. Joel, what do you think?
They're not my cup of tea. not my cup of.
I'm only defensive because Fresh Prince was my shit.
Yeah, I know you have a little bit of investment in the fives.
Fresh Prince was my shit.
Yeah.
So Will Smith put those on the map for me.
I see where you're coming. So if Will Smith wears them.
Oh.
And if Will Smith endorses them.
Oh.
I'm still not copying that shit.
No, but does it change your perspective a little bit?
No.
If Will Smith is like, I fuck with these.
Yeah.
Congratulations, bro.
No laces and everything.
Good
if
for you.
If the Fresh Prince himself was like, I could no lace.
He's too old.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He's now the guy from that new movie he put out. Whatever, Gemini.
He's Gemini man.
Gemini getting beat up by his younger self.
He's Hancock now. That was a bad movie. So Joel, you're not down with them?
Nah, they're okay. Not my kind of shit. But
I'm not even gonna ask for Alvin's. I'm gonna call them cute. But slightly below cute, if there's one there.
So they're like that little piece of shit that comes out of your ass that goes into the toilet and is cute because it's really
it's
small.
It's not a turtle. No, it's not a turd. It's not a turd. It's disgusting. It's below a cute, but above a poop, but like on the higher end.
It's a
of
wet
poop,
fart.
Closer, closer to cute.
It's a shart.
Like something that's ugly, but also cute in like an endearing way. I don't know. I'll think of a term.
So this
for
is
it.
A shorty that you would hit if you were drunk as fuck.
That's brown bag.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a brown bag.
It's a bucket. Anyway,
next up. Previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Alvin, any shoes last week?
No.
Finally. Woo-hoo. Joel?
No. Well, actually, the Black Friday pair came in.
They came in.
Oh, yeah, they're so sick, bro.
They were.
So
yeah, you posted them. They're, yeah. Are they everything you hoped and dreamed?
Oh,
they
yeah,
would
for
be?
Sure. Yes. For sure.
And you waited several months to get them too. So
yeah, man.
From when they first came out, right?
August.
Bro. I'm surprised they still had them. I did not buy any shoes last week either, except for Christmas presents. So
nice.
I did buy the Bloodlines from my brother. Nice. I'm actually embarrassed because when I was at the store, I was at Foot Locker. Shout out to Foot Locker. I was like standing there because originally my brother asked for the Seattle 10s.
Oh,
and I was like, okay, damn. Whatever, sure. I don't give like whatever. Whatever's easy.
Thanks,
shoes
bro.
Are easy, man. Like yeah. whatever. If someone's shoes, it's an easy yeah. layup for me. Mm. So I'm like, okay, sweet. And then this is my long short story. My mom gets home one day and she's like, "Can you help take groceries out of the car?" I'm like, "Sure." You know, out there with 20 bags in my hand, like a strong man, like one trip.
Yo, one trip, bro.
Yeah, one trip, trip, easy. Take all the groceries out. What do I see? Seattle 10s sitting in the trunk.
In his size?
In his size. My mom got him Seattle 10s already.
Beat you to it.
What's his size? What's Brother Hopkins' size?
Same as me, 8.5, 9.
Oh, so you're going to share any of this.
So, yeah, so he already got those. And I was like, shit, like that's all I had planned to get him. I have no idea what to get him anymore. So I joked that I was also going to buy him the same shoe and then make him open mine first so he has to keep mine. And I was like, no, I can't do that to my mother. So went to Foot Locker anyways just to see. I was like, whatever, I'm going to see. And then I saw those. I was like, they're not bad in person.
They
like,
look better.
I wasn't super down in pictures, but in person it looks close enough to an OG colorway, like it's just black, white, and red.
It's like a panda with red stitching.
Yeah, sure, we'll take that.
Yeah.
And yeah, ended up asking the employee there. This is where the embarrassing part comes because I'm clearly not up to date enough. I was like, "Hey, man, can I get those gym reds over there?"
Actually, bro,
that's what I got hit with. He's like, "Those are actually the Bloodlines."
He said, "A blood clot.
I'll grab you a size." I was like, damn. I said the wrong shoe. Who am I?
Oh, damn.
I said the wrong shoe.
You know who I am.
Hey, man, can I get the pandas with red stitching? Thanks.
Can I get those Jardins? Those Air Force Jardins over there?
Air Force Jardins.
Yeah, that was my story.
Yo, bro, you don't know what you're talking about. These are the Bloodlines, dog.
And then then I got fucking corrected by some 16-year-old kid.
Shit.
Yo, fam, it's the Bloodlines, man.
Wearing some fucking first-class flight Jordan 1. God damn it.
It's okay, bro.
I'll never live it down.
Don't worry about it. We won't say nothing about it.
Well, we just stole the whole story live on the internet. Another side note. Know what I find weird? I was going to say this at the top of the episode, but I forgot, and I just remembered. Has this happened to you guys where you're talking to somebody and you try to tell them something in real life, and you're like, blah, 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 I just got the whatever, and they're like, oh, yeah, I know. I heard you talk about it on the podcast, and you're like, oh, so you just know everything about my fucking life now. Like, do you guys not find that slightly strange that, like, we come on this podcast and people listen and they know everything about, everyone's going to know that story now. And they're going to, like, see me and they're going to, like, punch me and be like, hey, Jim Reds, huh? Jim Reds. I'm like, shit. Like, you're going to see my brother in public and be like, hey, I know what you're getting for Christmas. Like, it's just,
congratulations,
like, it's so
you got
weird.
Both pairs.
Like,
it's,
like, getting high fives walking down the
street.
You got
the Seattle blood clot.
But, like, I just find it so strange. Like, I don't have any, like, stories anymore in person. Like, everyone just listens.
They
and
I can't
I can't tell them interesting things in person
anymore.
That's kind
of cool, though.
Because I save it all for
the
podcast.
That's when you ask them for interesting stories.
No one's interesting to me at all. Like, I just want to talk about myself. Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM, and we'll let the world know that we goofed. Okay. So there is one other EE before we get to the big one. we're really overselling it. It's not that big of a deal. Yeah. Kind of a big deal. And this one comes from good friend of the show, former guest of the show, KJ to the B.
Ooh. No,
Kev. Referring to our conversation about Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Uh-huh. Was that last week? Would have been last episode.
Yeah,
probably,
yeah.
And I was complaining that I was like, Black Friday is not for me. Cyber Monday is not for me. Mm. Nothing I ever want is on sale. I didn't even look. I already know. He sent a screenshot of Livestock's website of the Raptor BB4 for like $60 off of retail plus an additional 20% off. And he's like, this is my EEE for you. It is on sale. I'm like, well, shit. So yeah, and they had my size still. They had 9 and 9.5 left. So damn. That was him telling me I'm an idiot and I'm too stubborn. And that's about
it. Next year.
Next year, maybe buy something next on Black Friday. So the one that we're referring to, the big one, if you guys didn't realize last week while we were just completely shitting out of our mouths for 20 minutes while we talked about this. Joel's pick was a New Balance collaboration with a shop. It was a 990
local
V5.
Shop.
Yeah, it
was 990 V5 in triple black.
Yeah.
And we were just like, oh my God, why would you do triple black? That's terrible. Oh, you're bored. You're boring. Triple black, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And we kept saying,
Hannon.
The Hannon 990, the Hannon shop. I think Alvin even got into a tangent about something about the British military at one point. Yeah. Like we had accents going on.
Like, we just got to change it to the Canadian forces.
I said Hanonymous, which was a great line.
I love that
but
line.
It's a good one.
Yeah. That doesn't work.
Completely irrelevant now.
Because you can't say heaven.
Yes. Because the collaboration for the Triple Black 990 that just came out last weekend was with Haven, not Hannon.
It was close. But not close enough.
Not really that close. So
it's like what Saturday morning we got the EE.
It's funny because it was like Thursday afternoon that I messaged the chat and I was like, guys, we fucked up. And that's when I realized I was like, we were calling it because I didn't notice until Haven posted them.
Yeah.
Because they were posting about them for like 4 days straight and they were like, ooh, our collaboration. I was like, wait, hold on a second. You guys have one too?
You guys copied Hannon.
Oh man, you guys haven't seen the Hannon pair. You guys are the same
thing.
You're
gonna hate this shit.
Oh my shit. You guys are gonna be mad. But yeah, so, and then we messaged the group chat and I was just like ready for a shitstorm. And surprisingly, only like one person called us out.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to @justcalby.
Yeah,
maybe everyone else just felt bad. Yeah. Maybe when everyone else read the description where I literally put it in the description of the podcast, like we know we made a mistake. But yeah, apologies to Hannon.
Yeah, apologies.
You didn't have the boring collaboration on New Balance. It was Haven. Haven had the boring collaboration. Haven are friends, too. This is constructive criticism, my friends.
Yeah.
Triple Black on a collaboration is just, come on.
But
either way, I could see.
I know, but now that it is Haven,
it makes a little bit
it
more
matches
sense,
their aesthetic. Because
yeah,
they're very,
because they're
like,
very dark.
High end.
They're very dark.
High end. You know, dark.
Minimalistic,
yeah.
Simple palette.
Usually just like black and white.
Yeah.
It does suit them for hated. Sure. However, it's still much too plain for a collaboration.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. So I knew it was Haven. I'm not even going to front, and you can fact check me on this, Joel. I knew it was Haven because when Joel sent to our group chat, which we have, the link for the shoe, and the preview popped up, and I saw the shoe.
It was an insole.
I replied and I said, they love triple black.
Yeah.
And I was referring because they did a triple black Ultra Boost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Years ago collaboration. Mm, and that's why I said that. So I knew it was Haven. Like, I don't know if it was subconsciously or whatever. And then when Joel, I'm going to point fingers. I don't care anymore.
When Joel started talking,
he called it Hannon.
Hannon shop.
And I kind of paused and I was like, all right, he has his phone open in front of him. Yeah. Like, he must know what he's talking about.
Maybe it is Hannon.
Maybe I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But yeah. So, apologies to Hannon, good friends of the show. We'll reach out. We'll be in touch. You can send us shoes, whatever.
Yeah, man.
We're good. Haven, we're good too.
Yeah.
I regret that whole episode now.
I don't. I regret nothing.
All the jokes were just
no regrets.
Top
no
tier.
Regrets, bro.
They were just top tier comedy that we had, and it was just all ruined because it wasn't even the right shop. Next up, thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. So this week, it's interesting because we actually have a news story that I'm going to turn into a thumbs up, thumbs down, because we didn't actually do news in the news part of the show. Mm-hmm. A shop in Tokyo called Mortar told customers they had to wear mismatched Jordan 1s in order to line up for the release of the AJ1 SB Low Lance Mountain, like the UNC Royal tan joints that just came out last weekend. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up for me.
I'm thumbs up as well.
Thumbs all the way up.
Please, someone let us talk about it. Someone question us on it. Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot. So in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And this week's question is coming from the man sitting in front of me, the man sitting behind you, Alvin.
So with the winter weather fast approaching,
it's here after today. It was cold today.
It's cold today.
Cold today.
What's your biggest driving pet peeve?
Oh shit, here we
go. Your biggest.
Oh,
there are many.
My god,
what is your biggest?
You can go first. I need to formulate my thoughts here.
Yo, listen, if we're in traffic, why the fuck are you tailgating me?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. For real.
And then the funny part is, you move to the next lane, you pass me for 30 fucking seconds, and then I'm right beside you.
And I pass you again. Yeah. I know. There's not usually a much faster lane.
Like, you're not going anywhere if it's rush hour traffic, bro.
Nah.
You know what I mean? That's one of my big, one of them. But there are many more.
I don't know if I'm ready to answer this question.
There's
in
so
public.
Many.
I thought about it while I was driving to work, listening to our podcast.
Oh my
and
god!
And someone fucking like was doing it to me. I was like, "What are you doing, bro?"
So I'll go ahead because I feel like my chest is gonna fucking explode. Getting anxiety. I literally get anxiety every day I have to leave for and from work because I'm like, I'm sitting in rush hour. I'm gonna get mad at least one person.
Yeah.
I'm not an angry driver. I don't think. I'm just. Mm-hmm. Deliberate in my actions. I think that my biggest pet peeve, and I do have many, as you said, that's one of them. Tailgating, like, where the fuck are you going, bro? Like, relax. Going to the end of a ending lane, a lane that's merging over, a lane that is ending. There's several signs, 500 meters, 400 meters, 250 meters, 200 meters, 150 meters, 100 meters, 2 meters.
You're at the end.
You're at the end. Yeah. And, oh, I got to change lanes. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I didn't even notice. Yeah. No. You know, you drive the same route every day. Same as me, bro. You're not sitting in traffic for the first time. You can see these street signs.
Yeah.
I don't let any of those people in. I would rather them hit me. Those people, there's a special place in hell for those people. Because I literally... when it gets down, I am that person on the road. When it gets down to about 100 meters left, because you pass several signs, you know, you're trying to be courteous and let some people in.
Yeah.
Once it's down to 100 meters, you can catch me. I'm that guy in the bright green car.
Yeah.
Straddling both
lanes.
Lanes right in the middle of the line. Yeah. So no one can go by me because you, my friend, are not more important than me, contrary to your beliefs. So you should not be able to go in front of me. Get your ass to the back of the line. Yeah. If this was McDonald's and we were waiting for nuggets, you can't just go to the front and get your nuggets because no, fuck you.
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead, Joel. We could do a whole podcast series on how much I hate other drivers.
For real. So I got two things. Okay, so when you're on the highway or when you're on the road and it's snow covered, you follow the car that's in front of you. If you can't see the lanes, just follow the car that's in front of you. Don't scurvy off.
Yeah, you don't just make your own lanes. Yeah.
And try to get in between two lanes that are going just because you can't see the lines.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? That's one thing for me.
I agree with that.
And another thing is if you let somebody – if you're the person that needs to get in, like for me, if I need to get into a lane and then the guy behind me lets me go in, common courtesy is to either hit your flashers twice.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Or don't put your hand up and say thank you.
Darn it. Yeah.
If you don't say thank you.
Every single day.
Fuck you.
Every single day. I find myself screaming.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I literally will scream, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I don't like, do people not say thank you anymore?
No. Nobody does.
I flash my four ways.
Nobody does.
Every single time. Yo. Even if there's a chance, possibility, even if you didn't actually let me in, but I think maybe you thought about letting me in. I'm still throwing my hand up.
Yeah, man.
I'm still flashing the blinkers at you. Whatever. Yeah. Thank you. No one says thank you anymore.
Especially during rush hour, bro.
Yeah.
You didn't get into a lane. Oh. Someone's like, I'll say thank you to everybody.
Yeah, thank you to the people beside. Like, you're pointing around like you just won the Oscars, bro. You're like, thank you.
I will roll down my window and I'll stick my arm up and I'll be like, thank you. Yeah, man.
Oh my God.
Say thank you, guys.
You don't say thank you no more. Fuck. Is it a Canadian thing that we're so offended that people don't say thank you? Like, holy shit. Time's up. That was 30 seconds. Oh. We should have saved this segment for the end of the show because I'm heated right now. Like, I need to step outside. Next up. Promos. A couple things to talk about this week. So as you're listening to this, Soul Exchange Canada is going on right now.
Popping off.
Yeah. So you should be there if you're not there and you're listening to this episode on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Just come. We're there right now. Yeah, so man. Come see us.
Say what up.
Come say what up. Take a picture with us.
Take a picture.
If you take a picture with us.
We want to take a picture with you, actually.
We'll get you nothing, but it'll be nice.
No. Take a picture with us. We'll post it on our Instagram.
That's a good one. We will shout it out.
Yeah.
But semi more importantly, CGS to 2020 is ongoing. The countdown to 2020 is now. We are in the midst of it. Today, as of today, it's day 10. You're listening to this, it'll be what, day 14? That's almost halfway through the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys tired yet?
Nope.
Nope.
I am. Nope. I'm tired. It's really fun. Like every year I look forward to it and I enjoy it so much, but it is tiring a little bit. It's time consuming.
It take like 100 photos.
To take a lot. One. Yeah, I take a lot. And even just choosing and like sleeping in between my house and Jill's house. Like I'm like, I got to bring a pair with me. What pants am I going to wear? Which like it's a lot of
planning ahead.
I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
I like to live in the moment.
Yeah.
And when I live in the moment, I wear beaters every single day.
Facts.
So this is tough for me. recently announced this week. Yesterday, if you were listening to this in the past, a bonus entry, a way to get a bonus entry is upon us, and it is the Ronald McDonald House charity donation bonus entry option.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're going to call it. That long ass sentence is the nickname for it. For every $5 you donate to our Ronald McDonald House charity, which you can find at the link in our bio, in my personal bio. Did you put it in your bio?
Yep.
In your bio, did you put it in yours?
Not yet.
He will.
I will.
You could have said yes, and you have 4 days to change it.
Yeah, actually, it is. It is, yeah.
It's in all of our bios, including Joel's and Canada Got Souls. Click it. Every $5 you donate is going to get you one bonus entry. There's no limit. You could donate $50,000, and that'll get you 10 billion entries.
Facts.
That's really quick math. I'm sorry. I think it's right, though.
Yeah, yeah.
As of right now, incredibly, like...
Amazing.
Near tears last night for and this real. Morning seeing all this love. We're about 75% to our $1,500 goal.
Jeez.
Damn.
I obviously do expect it to slow down a little bit after that first push.
Yeah.
But it's going on all the way until the end of the month, folks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All the way until January 1st.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you have tons of time if you're waiting for payday, if you're waiting for some Christmas money, whatever, you got some other stuff to pay for first. Take your time. You got like 20 something days left, 25 ish, whatever. I'm not good at math. A lot of days left.
Yeah.
It means the world. Any amount is helpful. Even if you're not participating in the countdown, it would mean a lot if you could just help out.
For real.
We got a ton of messages. For people who have used the Ronald McDonald House in Toronto or around the world, people who know somebody or people who know how much it helps families, especially in the holidays where it's tough enough having a loved one in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what more can you say? Yeah, like some of the stories we got were just touching. So thank you to everyone who has donated. Thank you to everyone who maybe can't donate but has just shouted us out or reposted it or whatever. Any help, any exposure is just much love to all of you. It was extremely emotional last night, seeing all those donations come in. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. But we move on to the main discussion of this week. And this week's main discussion is an exciting one, folks. Yes, the other two are getting their phones ready. Joel has his phone in his hand open already. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Because it is now time to discuss and figure out and finalize, sort of, the finalists and submissions for the 2019 True to Size Awards.
Yeah, yay.
I am so excited. It's been a long year with a lot of releases.
Yeah.
It was tough. Joel has a piece of paper.
Yeah. Damn. Oh my God. Because I did it at work. And
wow, look at this guy. Pen to paper.
Y'all don't know.
Oh my goodness. I don't even know if I have a pen or paper at home. So that's impressive that you had both together. So how we're gonna do this. We have our categories. So we, as a group, as a collective, came up with 10 different categories that we're going to run through. So those have been decided, unless there's something glaring that we completely forgot that someone writes in and tells us about.
Yeah.
These are the 10 categories we're going with. And we each have a handful of releases that we have not disclosed to one another yet what they are. And we're going to discuss right now. We're going to try and come up with 4 to 5 different pairs of shoes for each category.
Yeah.
And we're going to put those out into the universe. And we're also going to reach out to our followers, to our listeners, and have them submit their lists. Let us know if we missed anything, et cetera, et cetera. So by next Friday, we have everything, or next week, we'll say next Saturday.
Yeah.
We have everything locked in, ready to go, so that next Saturday we can start
the polls.
The polls.
The polls.
And it will last for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then the first episode back
from the new year.
We should mention we are taking a week off.
This is our second last episode before the year ends.
Yeah.
It is. Happy New Year to everyone who doesn't listen next week. Mm-hmm. so our first episode back in 2020 will be the True to Size Awards.
Awards.
Ceremony. Ba, 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 ba. Yes, thank you. That was the internet that did that, not a voice. So yeah, let us know, please. Like, engagement is really important for this. Last year, we had a really good turnout with everyone who voted. It's going to be on our website, link in bio, a whole situation. It's going to be a simple multiple choice Google Doc. It will take you less than 5 minutes, and it's really helpful if everyone participates, because last year we had all the, you're missing this. Why was this not nominated? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, this is your chance to let us know if we're missing anything, because then no one else can say anything at all. Are we ready, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Let's get into it. I don't have a dramatic sound. Thank you. Yeah. I was looking for like a, I don't know. What should we start with here?
Just
I
go was by thinking, category, no?
Yeah, yeah, by category. That's what I
rookie would be good.
Okay, Rookie of the Year. So Rookie of the Year was something we introduced last year at the first True Size Awards. Rookie of the Year essentially means new silhouette of the year. Yeah. So if you remember us talking about the Complex Shoe of the Year fiasco, we're going to call it a fiasco.
Yeah.
They said the Sakai Waffle Racer was their shoe of the year. That's not going to fly with Canada Got Soul's True to Size Awards, because that's a silhouette, not a specific individual shoe. Mm-hmm. So to kick things off, I do have the Sakai Waffle Racer under my Rookie of the Year.
Oh, yeah, I have that too.
I'll go off with mine.
Okay.
And you guys can go around. If we all have the same 4 or 5, then it makes it easy.
Yeah.
If there's a couple, if there's a discrepancy, then we'll talk about it. I have Sakai Waffle Racer, I have Air Max 720, I have Air Max 270 React, and I have New Balance Omni 1S, the Kawhi Leonard PE. Joel, what do you have under Rookie of the Year?
I have the 990 version 5.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if that counts, but
I think it does, yeah.
I have the Sakais, and I have the 997S. I don't know if that came out this year.
I think the 997H was this year.
This year.
H? Yeah. Okay, okay.
The S came out when
a couple years ago?
No.
I thought the same as you. I thought 997S was this year, but I went back and I don't think it was.
Kith. Okay, okay. Kith did that.
So last year.
The thing with the Arrows, United Arrows brand?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
They did that collabo and they had a 997S from last year.
Yep. Okay, okay.
And that was nominated last year, actually. Yeah. Is that your list?
Yeah, it's my list.
Okay. So the only thing that you had that I didn't was 990 V5 and 997H. Alvin, what have you got?
AJ34.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah.
Damn. Yes. Okay. AJ34. Yep.
997H.
Okay.
And the Kyrie 6.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Kyrie 6. So those are the only things that we didn't already have. You had some other stuff,
sorry, right? And the Joyride.
Okay.
Joyride.
And the Joyride.
Joyride.
Just new tech.
Okay. So right now our list between the three of us is Sakai Waffle Racer, Air Max 720, Air Max 270 React, New Balance Omni 1S, 990 V5 New Balance, 997H New Balance, AJ34, Kyrie 6, and Joyride. So we have like nine right now. We need to get it down to five max.
Yeah.
What do you guys think we can cut out here? I think the Joyride we can cut out.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay. I think personally, 997H, because it wasn't one of those things that lasted the full year. I only remember the 997H being popular, if you want to say, or being relevant, or new colors and stuff, only lasting to like June max, I want to say. Maybe I just wasn't following it, but I don't remember it. Like the 990 V5 was one of those things I kept seeing all year,
yeah,
for sure. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
So
I just put it on there because that essentially helped put New Balance on the map.
I can agree with that.
Because it was like the most affordable.
And it was like accessible.
Accessible, but
it was like footlockers, because
you could also go out and buy a New Balance 577.
Yeah,
but that silhouette isn't necessarily the most appealing to.
It's more the dad shoe side.
It's more bulky.
Yeah,
whereas they came out with 997H, that was more like sleek and it catered towards like the fashionable people. But
okay, so I can agree with that for sure. For that reason, between 997H, the 34, and the Kyrie 6, if we wind it down to those three, I think, actually, you could even throw the 270 React in there, although I think that's been a really popular shoe this year. I've seen a lot of people with
it. That one's tough. I like that a lot, only because
the 270 React is cool.
You put two of the most comfortable things
together. Yeah.
And you just fuck up the game.
I think the 34 deserves to be there.
Yeah, facts.
I can agree with that. Kyrie 6, I think, is really cool. We talked about it before the podcast.
It's like hella new.
It's really new, so it didn't have the longevity.
Yeah.
Do we think we can take Kyrie 6 out?
Yeah, take that out.
Okay. So now we're down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We still have to cut out 2. This is tough.
The 720?
The 720.
New tech.
It's new tech.
New silhouette.
Yeah,
I think 720.
That also didn't last.
It didn't last all year. You're right.
Like
270 summer. React is also like summer on though. I think it kind of took over for the 720.
Uh-huh.
I think the 720 is more, we want to say like revolutionary than the 270 React.
Mm.
Just because the 720 is the biggest air they've ever done. It's the most air they've ever done.
Yeah.
But I do like both of those being there. Fuck. I think. What we have right now, we have seven left. I think the weakest in there is 997H. And even the 990 V5, potentially.
We have to take out two?
Right now, we're down to... We have six. Yeah. We have Sakai Waffle Racer, Air Max 720, Air Max 270 React, New Balance Omni 1S, New Balance 990 V5, and the AJ34 for Rookie of the Year. New Silhouette of the Year. I think the 990 V5, because it's like an iteration of a shoe that's been around for a long time.
It's the fifth version.
It's the fifth version. Like maybe I think.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you think the weakest in there is?
The Waffle Racer.
That's a lie.
Listen, if everyone did a collab with a 997H, I'm just joking.
No, I agree. Like, I completely agree with you. It's just that could be every year. Like that could be if they did with the 990 V4, the 990 V3. Like that's just one of those shoes.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys think? We got to cut one out.
Cut the V5 out.
You think the V5? What do you think?
We're at seven?
We're at six.
Six.
Yeah, just cut the V5.
You think V5? Okay, I can get on board with that. So our finalists, we're going to post it and then we're going to put underneath it, do you have any suggestions for replacement? And then we'll talk about it next week.
Mm.
And then we'll come to a conclusion.
Yeah.
Now, what we have is Sakai Waffle Racer, Air Max 720, Air Max 270 React, New Balance Omni 1S, the Kawhi Leonard shoe, and the AJ 34.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, I think that's solid. I was concerned. I couldn't think of any Rookie of the Year candidates. Yeah, and then when I was looking, I was like, oh my God, there were so many new shoes. There's a lot
of
new
shit. It's just
tons of them. So this is a, I don't know if we considered it last year or not, but we're going to call it Sleeper of the Year, most underrated of the year. So it doesn't necessarily mean there's no resale, none of that. Just, you just think it didn't get the shine it deserved. Maybe it sat on a shelf. Maybe people don't appreciate it for what it is. Alvin, why don't you do yours, your list first? I had a tough time with this one.
Turbo Green, Air Jordan 1s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Air Max 90 Vitaltechs. Both, if you want to do both. You
got to pick one.
The OG one.
The actual.
The actual
Vitaltech.
The, the Be True Air Max 90.
Oh, I think I agree with you on that one. I saw it and I don't think I wrote it, but yeah.
Yeah.
This one's going to have a lot of personal preference involved. Yeah. That's the problem. Right in.
The other ones are kind of, I didn't pick a specific shoe. It was like a general thing.
Wrote the shoe name.
Yeah.
Joel, what do you got there?
I have a couple. I have the Jordan 1 Low, Nike SB, the Costins.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. UNC or mm-hmm. Navy.
Yeah.
I'd probably go with the maybe UNC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also have the Under Armour Curries.
The 7?
Yeah, the 7s.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know, that's all that I could really think of at the time when I was doing this.
So what I had was... Oh, fuck. We forgot something for Rookie of the Year that's going to throw a wrench in this. Mm-hmm. The BB, the Nike Adapt BB.
Take out the 720.
Yeah, 720.
720 or the 270, one of the two.
The Nike Adapt BB is incredibly revolutionary. It's the self-lacing basketball shoe for anybody who's listening.
You don't need both the 720 and the 270 on there.
So which one do you guys prefer over the two?
I think 270.
You prefer the 270? I think the 720, but if you think the 270,
I think the 270.
Okay, then we'll take out the 720.
Only because it's like a combination of the two things.
Yeah,
one new, one kind of old.
And I've seen a lot more of it.
You do see a lot of the 270 React right now.
Yeah.
Okay, Nike Adapt BB. I can't believe we forgot that. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay, so for my sleeper of the year, I had Jordan 1 Obsidian. It has like the resale, it's sold out and everything, but I just think it was kind of brushed to the side because of a couple other big releases. Air Max 90 Moon Landing sat on shelves. No one gave a shit about
Mars one?
Mars Landing. Yeah. Who am I? I don't know anything. The Nike Adapt BB Air Mag.
Really? Oh, yeah. Those
the Air Mag one.
Like, they didn't sell out like crazy.
The Sakai Blazer. I think it's really cool. Yeah, and because the Waffle Racer came out, no one really cares about the Blazer.
I put those in the overrated.
Did you? Oh my goodness. This is going to be interesting then. And that's all I had. So our list right now, and again, this is going to be a lot of personal preference involved with this one. So this one's going to be a tough list. Jordan 1 Obsidian, Air Max 90 Mars Landing, Nike Adapt BB Air Mag. I'm going to take out the Blazer because obviously if Alvin thinks it's overrated, it can't be underrated. Turbo Green Air Jordan 1, Viotech Air Max 90, Be True Air Max 90, Costin AJ1 SB UNC, and the Curry 7.
I think you could take out the Obsidians because those actually sold.
Okay, I can agree with that. That was just, again,
they're beautiful.
That was, again, like, personal preference. I was just these don't get enough love.
They didn't, though. Because, like,
they're kind of if just you look at the
resale
side.
Value, yeah. Like, it's still not as much as the other ones. Like, exactly. People kind of slept on them at the same time. I think that
they're a special shoe.
They are.
Yeah. It's one of those shoes that I got, and I wasn't sure if I was going to keep it. But as I looked at it more and more, I was like, bro, the navy and the blue. Oh, man, it's so good. I'm so happy.
That was a shoe I was hoping would turn out like the Turbo Green, but it didn't.
It was just hanging around. Pissed. Yeah, because I love navy blue. Like, yeah. Okay. I can agree with you, though, because it's still relatively hype that it's tough to be a sleeper. I think, in a good way, the Costin AJ1 SB UNC, it did get love. Again, it's similar to the Obsidian.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of those, like, very mid-tier, similar. But I don't know if it was low enough to be sleeper of the year. Like, it definitely gets a lot of love. I see a lot of people who fuck with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one's out.
What do we have? So now we're left with Mars Landings, the BB Air Mag, Turbo Green Jordan 1, Viotech 90s, Be True 90s, and Curry 7s.
I would pick the Be True over the Viotechs.
I think you could keep both of them in there, to be honest, because I think Viotechs might still be sitting.
They are.
Be
Trues, you have like the odd size.
Yeah. The Be True, I really like. Like, yeah. really like.
The multi swoosh?
The multi embroidered swoosh embroidered is too. Absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
The Curry 7, I think, might just be too new.
Yeah.
And I think it might be more of a rookie of the year, but I don't know if it would make rookie of the year.
It wouldn't pass the 5.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be. We're down to 5 now, but I think this is definitely going to get. Five? I think it's going to get reworked a lot.
Once we get the.
Yeah. So we have the Mars Landing 90s. The Air Mag Adapt BB, Turbo Green 1s, Viotech 90s, and Be True 90s. Mm. Uh-huh. Do we think that's a decent list to go forward with, or can we think of anything else to add to it?
The N64 Air Max 97.
Did those even come out?
Yeah, they're out.
They did release, yeah.
Because like, if you think about it, everything PlayStation sold out.
But that's because I don't think N64 was official. It wasn't actually Nintendo. Wasn't. That's why. If it was officially Nintendo, I could. That would be crazy.
But... No, nothing else then.
I think we have a decent list.
That's good.
And we're going to get a lot of submissions for Sleeper of the Year because everyone has their personal opinion.
Oh, another. No, never mind. That's not it.
But we have 5 there.
That's good.
And I think even the Air Mag BB is on the fringe. Everything else I think definitely is good. But we'll leave those 5 for now and then we'll see what everyone says. Next, Alvin's favorite apparently. most overrated release of the year. This one again is going to be a lot of... Yeah. It's gonna be a lot of opinions involved in this one. Joel, why don't you go ahead with that one?
Okay, so what I got is the Clot Air Force 1 pack.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh man.
I didn't really like it's cool enough, but I don't know. Wasn't
interesting.
Even the black ones with the red under?
Yeah, I don't know. I have that up here. the Jordan Fear pack.
All the ones.
Yeah. True.
And Yeezys, whatever.
Yeezys. All the Yeezys.
All the
Yeezys. Oh, every single one that dropped this year.
That's all my...
So, what I had for overrated was the Jordan 1 Low Travis Scott.
Oh, the dark brown. Oh, yeah. High five. That's staying on that motherfucking shit.
The Air Max 97 On Air Kaleidoscope. The blue with like the waves.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was soft.
And my reasoning for that one is because, like you said, it's soft, it's whatever, it's okay. If you look at resale prices on that, they're going for above $1,000.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
And I don't think they're anywhere near that.
I agree with you on that one as well.
I think that's, I don't know why they're going for that much, but I think that's severely overrated. I think it's a solid shoe, but it's not that great. This one, I'm not sure why I put it there, but I'm also kind of sure why I put it there. The Tom Sachs Mars Yard Overshoe.
Oh, the overshoe, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The thing is, it's cool ugly as fuck. when you cut it.
Yeah.
And it's just the Mars Yard and you with take the straps.
Out the Oh, yeah.
When you just cut off the shroud.
Yeah.
But if you have to cut off the shroud, if you have to completely change the shoe
it's not,
to make it look cool, then it's probably not that cool.
Yeah.
No, especially because it's not meant to be, cut like that.
Yeah. It's definitely overrated.
It's not like it's a... Chicago to LA or LA to Chicago Jordan 1 where it's meant to have the paint. Mm. It's not meant to be sliced and diced. Mm. And then I have the off-white Air Force 1 MCA, the blue one.
The blue one, yeah.
Yeah. Again, a cool shoe, I think. I think the blue is nice, but it's way up there in price and people just like idolize that thing and I think it's just a little bit overrated for me.
Facts.
But again, it's a cool shoe. Alvin.
Zion Williamson. Just joking.
Oh my God.
Overrated.
You can't say that, man. He's injured. You can't be mean to injured people.
Yeah, you can, bro. Fuck funny. That shit. So Sakai Blazer. You already said some of that. You said that one too. Undercover X Nike Daybreak. AJ1 SBB 3.0.
Oh.
And the Clot X AJ1 mid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so sorry. You said the SBB 3.0 and the Clot mid.
Yeah.
Well, we're definitely going to have some conversations here. The Undercover Daybreak, I'm not sure about that one. I just don't think it was even rated highly in the first place.
I just had it there because it was shit.
You didn't like it in the
people,
first place.
People who rated it, I was like, that's fucking ugly shit.
The Shattered Backboard 3.0, once again, like I don't think it even got ratings to begin with. It was kind of one of those shoes that everyone was like, eh, about in the first place.
And then, it was the fact that like people were like, oh, it's ugly as fuck. Oh, it's ugly as fuck. And then as soon as it comes out, it's lit. Okay. and then it's fucking sold out. So why are you telling me it's ugly as fuck and then you fucking go buy it? Are you dumb?
Yeah.
That's me though. Like, that's up to you guys.
I don't know if it was, I think it was correctly rated, if that makes any sense. Like, there was a lot of people who hated on it. There was a lot of people who were like, it's not bad. So I think that it sold out because there was some people who were just like, it's not bad. But I still think at the end of the day, it's one of those like mid-tier shoes that everyone's just kind of like mixed opinions on. And I think that's where,
I'm good with that.
The Clot Mid, I don't think belonged. I think the Clot Mid is pretty cool. I actually had that in a different category. I'm not going to say, I had it under collaboration of the year.
You can take that out.
Clot and Jordan. I thought it was just really cool. I'm not a huge fan of mids, as we've talked about previously.
That's why I put it in there. I was like, Lawrence is going to like this one. He doesn't like mids.
But like, just the embroidered swoosh and the way that it kind of like disintegrates almost as it gets to like the tip of the swoosh is like really cool, I think.
But like, I don't know. It's too plain, man.
It is quite plain.
Compared to all the other Clot like colorways.
Yeah, you're right.
That they came out with the Air Force Ones. And like, okay, I understand that. Sure, it'll whatever come off, or there's stuff underneath, or whatever.
Actually, those ones do have something underneath it too. It's gold underneath. That doesn't care. You don't care. Okay.
No.
So right now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven right now. So the seven that we have are Jordan 1 S, Jordan 1 Low Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Kaleidoscope 97s, Overshoe Mars Yards. Air Force 1 MCA Sakai Blazer, Shattered Backboard 3.0, and the Clot Jordan 1 Mid.
I think the top 3 should be on there.
Okay.
Everything else can be like
top 3, yeah.
What do you think, Joel? Clot Mid, did you like it?
Not really.
But was it overrated?
Oh no, that's not the wrong song. Sorry.
I'd probably say yeah, it was overrated.
You think it was overrated?
Yeah.
More overrated than the Shattered Backboard 3.0?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so should we take 3.0 off there?
Yeah. Take 3.0 off there.
Between the Kaleidoscope and the... between the Kaleidoscope Air Max 97 and the Sakai Blazer, which one's more overrated? I think just based on value, it would be the Kaleidoscope. Mm-hmm. But there's not a lot of people who are like coveting the Kaleidoscope as much as the Sakai Blazer.
I feel like people are coveting the Sakai Blazer much more.
Yes.
Yeah.
But do you think they're coveting it because they're overrating it or because they think it's a nice shoe and they want to wear it? Because I don't know if the Kaleidoscope, I haven't seen any, ever in my life, I've never seen the Air Max 90 or the Air Max 97 Kaleidoscope. I've never seen it anywhere on foot, anything. I've seen Sakai Blazers around, so people must like it to wear it. Mm. But the Kaleidoscope is just a really high price, but I've never even seen one in person.
Yeah.
On foot or otherwise.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
What do you guys think? We got to chop one more off. Sakai Blazer, Clot Mid, Blue Off-White Air Force One, Overshoe, Tom Sachs, Kaleidoscope 97, and Jordan 1 Low Travis Scott. I think Jordan 1 Low Travis Scott has to stay on there forever.
I think that's going to win, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm sorry to everyone who likes that shoe, but I'm not a fan at all. Yeah. What do you guys think? We got to chop one.
Kaleidoscope.
You're going to chop the Kaleidoscope? Or you're going to keep the Kaleidoscope?
Chop.
Chop. Okay. Joel says chop it. We're going to chop it. Once again, if anyone has any submissions for overrated shoes, I'm sure there's a lot of opinionated people out there who have a lot to say about shoes that they think were overrated. Please let us know. And this is all up for interpretation and up for change. Next up, let's do retro of the year.
Ooh.
So this one, not retro Jordan.
Mm-mm. Retro shoe that was brought back.
Yeah. Not necessarily for the first time, but just brought back. It's another iteration. It's another release. It's a retro. I can only find three that I think are worthy. So I'll start. Actually, we'll do four. I'll start the Infrared Sixes. I forgot to write it, but I'm going to type it right now because I did remember it. Infrared Sixes, Cool Gray Fours, Bread Fours, and the ZX 8000 Aqua. Is what I have. What do you guys have?
I don't know. I just have like a slew of Air Force Ones. Because like, you know, everybody
you were on the wave.
Collabed with the Air Force Ones. They brought it back. So not anything in particular with the Air Force Ones. but just an Air Force One. just the that retroing coming back. I thought it was pretty cool. The ZX, like you said,
the Aquas,
but like more of the pack that came out, like the 30-year anniversary pack.
Oh, it's like the ones you got.
Yeah, yeah. like with the 6000s and all that stuff.
ZX 6000.
But yeah, it was cool seeing that come back. That's about it. That's all I have.
Alvin.
The Air Force One Ivory Snake.
Mm.
That was a specific Air Force One retro.
Yeah, we can put that for sure.
And the Kobe Protro 4.
Okay. Kobe Protro 4. Okay, so we have, right, is that all you had?
Yeah.
Or all that wasn't already there?
Yeah.
Okay, so Bred 4, ZX 8000 Aqua, Cool Gray 4s, Infrared 6s, ZX 6000, Air Force Ivory Snake, and Kobe 4 Protro. Huh. That is 7, 8.
I think we could take out the Cool Gray.
Cool Gray
4? As much as I like the Cool Gray 4.
Really?
It's that.
It did sit, but I thought it was just cool to see it back. But I could see, because it sat, I could agree with that. Okay, so we'll take that out.
But I agree with you. It was great to see it back.
So now we're really at 6. Which Protro 4 are you referring to? The black one? Was it black, yellow, and purple? Was that one? Yeah,
the black. Norman, the playoff Powell ones?
The playoff Powell. black and purple. And then which ZX 6000 was it, Joel?
Yeah, from the 30th anniversary.
30th anniversary.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to lie. I don't know which ZX 6000 it is.
They look very similar
to
the 8000.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very similar.
In the Aqua, it's the same thing?
No.
Not the same.
Just a different colorway.
Okay.
But if I had to pick one, it'd be the 8000.
Between the two?
Between the two.
ZX 8000 over the 6000?
Yeah.
I thought that just the way, based on reaction and just my basic knowledge of Adidas, I thought that was a huge bring back for Adidas. Was a huge retro. Like, that's Aqua, almost like Bred 1 level for them bringing it back, right?
Just like, the colorway, but like just the silhouette itself. They haven't brought that back in a minute.
Yeah, like for me, from my understanding, that was like them bringing back like the Bred 1 or the Chicago's. Like, that's like one of the the shoes. So between 6,000 and 8,000, we're saying 8,000.
Keep
8,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aqua.
And that leaves us with 5. Okay. Again, if anyone has any concerns, comments, questions, please, it helps us if you let us know. Let's do next New Balance release of the year.
Ooh.
So there was a lot. Really, and I think that for the first time in a long time, I kept up with New Balance a little bit more. So maybe that's why. I don't know if you guys felt the same way or not.
Yeah.
Alvin, why don't you go ahead and tell us yours?
New Balance Omni 1. The Shot.
Ooh, it's crazy because I don't even have that on there. That's how you know there was a ton of shit.
997S X Concept, the S-Ruck, the purple pinky ones.
Oh, yeah, yes.
The New Balance 997 MA Leon Dor, the canary.
I also have canary, yellow specifically tongue. Canary.
Yeah. What else I got? The New Balance Grade A pack.
Yeah.
Ooh, so like the one that you got.
The no logo or the different logo one?
And then the 997S.
Yeah.
That pack was stupid. And then the New Balance X Ein 43 Einhelb 1500.
Oh my God. There's so many.
Einhelb.
I can't even spell Einhelb.
I know.
And Grade A.
And that's it.
Joel, did you have any?
I had the Omni one as well. The Raptors championship.
Oh, yeah. I didn't put that there?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, wait till you see the stuff you missed. Yeah. Yeah.
And I also have the M. Leon Dior, the 990, like the
V5. Cool. Yeah.
Nice.
So, you had the same ones as me, basically. I had the 990 V5, just the gray.
Yeah.
Like, just the original. I have the M. Leon Dior. 990 V5. I have the Bodega New Balance 997S No Bad Days. I think those are really cool. I have the 997 Raptors Championship pair. I have the MA Leon Dor New Balance 997 Canary. And that's it. So we have quite a bit on here now. I think I am willing to take off my 990 V5 gray, basic gray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys agree?
Because yeah.
There's some other really good 990 V5s on here. So now we're down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have gray day, which is two pairs. Can we do two pairs? I don't think so.
If it's a pack.
They didn't come out together, though. They were sold separately.
Oh, they were sold separately?
Yeah.
So do the 997S.
Gray day 997S.
Then just take it out.
Okay. I'm just going to.
Because as a pack, it was cool. But like once
you individually, you have to pick just, one? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 7 now. I agree with you. The concepts, the 997, the purple ones, those are really cool. Like, holy crap, cool.
And you know they were in that book we got?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
What the fuck?
Yeah, which you got earlier. Yeah.
And I didn't notice until I was looking until at the book today.
Oh, hold on a second. Yeah.
I was so cheesed because I was like, oh, yeah, there's leaked photos. And it was the back heel. And I was like, man, there's a full photo in the book we had even way before that wasn't even a rumor.
So here's the problem now.
Yeah.
We have 7 really strong pairs left that we need to sort through. Mm-hmm. So we have the MA 990 V5, mm-hmm. which I think, I don't know if you guys agree, but I think it has to be there.
Yeah.
I think we get rid of the bodegas.
The bodega, a lot of people really liked it.
Yeah.
Where do you see it on foot, though?
It didn't come out in Canada, so I don't see it anywhere. I don't see any of these on foot, to be honest.
But if you look at a lot of other sites, so a lot of people are selling them just because, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, on Grail, on, like... They're just not... I don't know, man. For me, personally, I didn't like that shoe.
I don't even remember what the 43 Einhalp looks like.
It was simple. We can get rid of that.
Yeah.
But it was just, like, a 1500, obviously.
Was it brown?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I remember that one.
Oh, yeah. I think might have been where Supple was born.
Supple.
Probably. But yeah, we get rid of that one.
Okay, so now we're down to 6.
Bodegas.
You think Bodega.
Yeah, man.
You would take the Omni 1 over the Bodega.
Fuck yeah.
You would take...
The Omni 1 sold out how many times?
Quick, bro.
You would take... Oh, we're talking specifically the shot. Yeah, I had to make sure. Okay. The Omni 1, Ooh, man, this is really hard. The Raptors Championship one has to be on there for obvious reasons.
I'm not taking that out.
The Concept Purple. I think the Concept Purple and the Bodega are neck and neck. So
take out the Bodega. It's ugly.
You think Bodega?
It's ugly. In my opinion. My opinion.
I think No Bad Day should be there. So Joel, the Bodega one should be there. And you think that the Concept one should be there. Joel is Bodega. The tiebreaker. Take it out or keep it?
Take it out.
Ooh. Wow.
Have you seen it?
I have.
I think it's 997S?
Cool. I think they're cool.
I've seen them both.
They're cool.
I'm kind of trying to speak for like what I also see. Maybe I'm just seeing different stuff in you. Like you're saying you don't see people with it. I just thought I saw a lot of people who liked it. Because I think I agree with you that the purple concepts overall are nicer. Mm-hmm. But I thought that the Bodega was more popular. But I guess we'll see when we ask everybody. If we get a ton of votes that people want to take it back, then we'll have to talk about it.
It may have been more popular because it was more available.
That as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the Concept one? I don't even know.
Concepts. That's about it. Now we're going to get a little bit testier, slowly.
Ooh, testies.
Adidas release of the year.
Oh.
Shit.
So, I have on my list the Bape Adidas Ultra Boost in green.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just because I like the Bape camo on pretty much anything. The Arizona Adidas Young One. Mm. I really like those. And we spent a lot of time talking about them, so they're fresh in my mind. The Adidas Yeezy Boost 380 Alien.
Yeah. I have that too.
Which Sean Go has been posting a lot, which they recently, I think they released on Yeezy Supply and then like they're coming out officially next week or something. Mm. But those are pretty cool. And then obviously the ZX 8000 Aqua.
Mm.
That's what I have.
Yep.
Joel, what do you got?
Just to add on to yours, I have the Overkill Consortium, the ZX 10000.
Is that the mismatched one?
The mismatched one.
Yeah.
That one. So I have that there. Add on to whatever you.
Everything said. Else.
Everything okay, else yeah. was like.
Overkill Consortium. What was it?
Consortium ZX 10,000.
10,000.
Yeah.
They're just tons of numbers
not
now.
Not a thousand.
They're running out of numbers or something.
10K.
Alvin.
The green Pusha T Oswego.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
That's it. Everything else was...
I was going to put also the Childish Gambino collection, but again, I couldn't pick just one, so...
Yeah, yeah.
And again, it kind of just went under the radar a little bit, so I don't think it could be considered. But we have Pusha T, Oswego. So, our list right now, Bape, Adidas, Ultra Boost, Arizona, Young One, the Yeezy Boost 380 Alien, ZX 8000 Aqua, Overkill, Consortium, ZX 10,000, and the Pusha T Oswego. That is only six, so we just have to cut one.
Cut one.
What do you guys think? I think that they... Here's the thing. With these ones, it's tough because I think there's one obvious winner. At the end of the day, I feel like it doesn't matter a whole lot. I really think the ZX 8000 is going to win quite clearly. To me,
I don't know, someone's gonna come out with the Yeezy Salt Stain or the Yeezy Asphalt, or
you can tell like our preferences. It's kind of interesting to see that there's only one Yeezy on a list of Adidas releases of the year. Because going through the list of things that came out, it was like every month there was like a 500 or like a 350 V2 or whatever. There was a ton of them.
Yeah.
So many came out. It was just honestly, when I was scrolling through, I was like, didn't this one come out 2 months ago? Like, what is this one? Like, I was kind of confused. But yeah, we got to cut one. Once again, it's Bape Ultra Boost in green, Arizona Young One, the Yeezy Boost 380 Alien, ZX 8000 Aqua, Consortium 10,000, Overkill Collab, or Pusha T Oswego. What do we think?
I'd probably say cut out the 380 since it's like hasn't even dropped yet.
You think so? Yeah. I think if we're considering the whole year though, and it's coming out this year, I think that is the best Yeezy that came out.
So
I think we need at least one Yeezy on the list. Or Adidas can get mad at us.
Yeah.
Alvin, what do you think?
I'm good with not having the Yeezy on there either.
You think so? Okay, let's chop it then. Adidas Yeezy 380 Alien is gone.
It's called Alien because it stays
it's out of this world.
Out of this
it's out of this world.
Alien.
Okay, so next up, what else do we have? Now we're really in the thick of things. Let's do Jordan release of the year.
That was tough for me.
I know,
it was really tough. My list is really long, actually.
Mine's short as fuck.
What?
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything, man.
Like, I couldn't think of any notable ones. I don't know if
really?
It's because like, I just wasn't, I don't know.
I was probably going on break. That's what.
So,
but let's
so
talk about
Joel,
it.
What do you have?
I just have the Travis Scott Jordans.
Jordan 1?
Yeah, the highs.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Jordan and Alvin.
The AJ1 women's satin, the black toe.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then the Air Jordan 6, Travis Scott.
Okay.
And then there's also the Air Jordan 6 PSG, but that was slept on, though, so never mind.
Don't yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that guy.
Yeah.
And then for me, just because it's me, the Nike SB X AJ1 Eric Austin Navy.
Yeah.
Low. That's Alvin.
That was my fucking Jordan
pick.
Of the year, bro.
maybe on, you should have put it on Sleeper, man. That would have been a good Sleeper choice.
But it wasn't a...
It's a little bit. It was correct,
I mean?
Like, correctly rated.
Yeah.
One of those, yeah.
Yeah, like people didn't rate it, but I like so whoever did love it, like loved it and they wore it every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I didn't really want to put it as a Sleeper because people still liked it.
So the pairs that I have here are Bred 4s.
Okay.
Patton UNC 1s for women. The windshield,
oh,
I think is what it was called.
Those were so sick.
Thought they were really cool.
That's right.
Travis Scott AG1 High.
Yeah.
Travis Scott AG6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan 1 SB LA to Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
That one was good, too.
The Melody Asani Jordan 1 Mid. The ME, the one that Mare did.
Those were sexy.
With the watch. The watch one,
sexy.
We'll call it.
Damn it.
So our list right now is...
That's it? You're done? Oh, okay,
that's
cool.
It, yeah.
I thought you were going to keep going. I was like...
No, yeah.
What else did I miss out?
I have like six on here. So we have Satin Black Toe, the Melody Jordan 1s.
I like those, yeah.
The Jordan 1 SB LA to Chicago, yeah, Travis Scott 6s, Travis Scott 1s, Patent Leather UNC 1s, and Bred 4s.
I think you can get rid of the Bred 4s and the Patent Leather UNC 1s. or the Air Jordan 6 TS. But those are all my preferences.
Red 4s I could see getting rid of because it's already in retro of the year.
But keep the Travis Scott 6s, though.
I think the 6s should stay because it's definitely a little bit of a twist on with the pocket, regular 6. The pocket is a big game changer there.
Undefeated colorway, too.
So now we have 6 left, so we only have to chop one more. Maybe we'll just pick between... Here's a really notable thing. 3 pairs of women's shoes are left.
Crazy.
Lit.
That's really cool. That's awesome. Something to note right fucking there. Lit. The UNC Windchill Jordan 1, the Melody Asani Jordan 1 mid, and the Satin Black to our left, along with the Jordan 1 SB LA to Chicago, Travis Scott 6, and Travis Scott 1. Hi.
I would get rid of the patent.
Ooh. Over Satin Black. As much black as
I did love the patent.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Satin Black Toe had more of a
showing.
Yeah. Like there was a party at fucking Exclusity.
My thing with the Satin Black Toe was that it was like the 4th time they did satin on an OG color. Oh, yeah. Like they did the bread satin and the royal satin and then the shattered backboard satin and then they did the black toe satin.
Did they do a shadow as well?
They did a
white and silver.
It was a
black and
silver. It was basically a shadow. There's like 5 satins now.
That's true.
4 or 5, however you want to take it. For me, the satin black toe was kind of like, it was cool, but I was kind of like, oh, again. The patent UNC for me was like, whoa. Like it was essentially the obsidian.
But for ladies.
Yeah, and we talked about, we know how much I love the Obsidian. I wanted to put it in. Yeah. Underrated of the year. Mm. So that's obviously my bias. But between Satin Black Toe and Patent UNC, I would take Patent UNC, but we are a democracy. Uh-huh. So what do you guys think?
I would just say because, like you said, it's underrated. The UNC is not going to win Shoe of the Year. Like, it won't be a contender compared to anything else.
You think so? Okay, no. I could see that argument. Okay. Between UNC and Satin Black Toe,
I'd probably say I see what you're saying with the whole satin lineup.
Being very democratic right now, but he crushes my dreams. You know,
I like the UNC though.
Oh, it's perfect.
I keep the UNC.
Yes, I finally got one.
No, but like, you know, with the whole satin lineup, you know.
Yeah, I think like I just kind of felt like it was like, oh, again, like the UNC. Yeah. I thought was a little bit more like, oh, this is kind of new. Like, yeah. I think it was the same time as, or no, was Gold Toe last year? That was last year, right?
Gold Toe,
it was kind of like a follow up to Gold Toe for me. Where it was like, oh, women and a cool new colorway that you haven't seen before. Like, it was just something new.
I was mad that it didn't come in a men's.
That's what I'm saying. I like that pattern. Like, the shoe was really cool. Like, really cool.
But not a lot of people like the fucking baby blue and navy, man.
The problem is, it came out in February.
Yeah.
So now it's December. A lot of the hype, just kind of, you forget. How much people really wanted them.
Yeah.
I think it was, I don't know. We'll see again.
I love those, man.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get into even harder categories. We have a couple left here. Two left. 3 left. Let's do collaboration of the year. So this one, again, is up for a little bit of interpretation because it kind of depends on how you want to phrase it, I guess.
Now, do we just want to do like...
overarching
a specific shoe or overarching?
So I was thinking overarching, just like what this collaboration itself produced, if that makes any sense. Does that make sense what I just said?
Yeah.
So to give examples, so what I have is Sakai and Nike. They came out with like whatever, 6 pairs of waffle racers and like 4 pairs of blazers and like I'm sure some other stuff.
Yeah.
I have Travis Scott and
Jordan/Nike.
I have Clot and Jordan, but you can even put I'm going to put Jordan/Nike.
Just because put Clot and Jordan.
And Jordan/Nike because they did a bunch of Air Forces, which are really clean, and then they did the Jordan 1. And I have, which I almost forgot about, which is really cool, Game of Thrones and Adidas.
Oh, yeah.
Which, the whole collection itself was kind of underwhelming, but just the fact that they even tried it is kind of cool to me because, like, that's a big undertaking to kind of even go for. Mm. So just the fact that they gave it a shot was kind of cool to me. Alvin, what do you got?
Nike and Stranger Things.
Oh, shit. Damn. Oh, man.
Nike and SpongeBob.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Oh, crap.
And then it was like Adidas and Star Wars, but.
What did they do this year? Recently.
Yeah,
it's, it wasn't like, huge on it.
It wasn't crazy.
Same like the Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like it wasn't a crazy collab, but it was cool that they're still. Because like the previous collabs they did with Star Wars was crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of going off of past experiences where you're like, give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, it's Adidas Star Wars. It's cool still.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Did you have anything for this, Joel?
No, I didn't have anything. Okay. I missed this one. So, but it was probably same shit.
So right now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think I know what we can cut out, but we'll do what we have is Sakai Nike, Travis Scott, Jordan / Nike.
Those two just have to stay.
Yeah.
Clot Jordan / Nike, Nike and Stranger Things, Nike and SpongeBob, Game of Thrones and Adidas. I'm just going to go ahead and start highlighting the one that I think we're going to delete.
SpongeBob?
No way.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah, so delete that one.
Yeah. Again, I thought it was really cool to the fact that they even tried it because it's a complicated thing to even wrap your head around how you would do that.
Yeah. But
good it effort, wasn't good job, properly. But not executed in the best way. Yeah, it was too plain.
For like me. They should have done it like they did the Star Wars ones and choose different silhouettes and do it that way.
Yeah. They honestly swung for the fences. They did an entire line of Ultra Boosts, and they were like, take all the Ultra Boosts. Here you go. Yeah. And it was kind of like, oh, they're just red.
Yeah.
And white and blue. Mm. Nike SpongeBob has to be there for sure. For sure. I don't know if it's just recency bias or whatever because it just happened, but like,
those things flew.
And the execution was incredible.
And how they had it for like family sizing.
Yeah.
All the way up and down. Oh, man. So good.
All the ballers, all of Jomar's.
Yeah, like, it's friggin'.
That's all they wear.
The like Patrick Star ones were my favorite. Yeah. I'm just going to say that.
We're not going to get into that because we'll be here for another hour. It's already a long episode.
It was those and the yellow ones.
SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Yellow. The yellow one.
Because I'm Asian. Duh.
Next up, as we get deeper into this, we only have two more sections left, and now we're into the real nitty-gritty. We have Nike release of the year. Once again, a ton of stuff came out this year, and we talked about it earlier, but for me, there wasn't, like last year, I felt like there was a clear cut, like 4 or 5 Nike releases where it was like, those are the ones. Like, those are the ones that need to be nominated. This year was a little bit, I don't know, there wasn't really front runners for me. So what I have is Fear of God 1, Lightbone. It was January. Okay. Oh, it seems like forever ago, but the Fear of God 1 in the Lightbone colorway.
Those were cute.
The Air Max Susan.
Oh, yeah.
The Sakai Waffle Racer in blue.
Yeah.
Blue, red, and yellow.
Yeah.
And the Nike Travis Scott Air Force One Cactus Jack. It came out in
the most recent
Air Force One. And that's all I have. I just have 4. It was one of those things where there's so many options that you can't even narrow it down. Like, it's kind of crazy now. Joel, what do you have?
I have the Travis Scott 6s.
It's Nike.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Oh, well. Scratch that up.
So well.
I have Clot Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
Which color?
The red.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And I have Hyper Adapt Basketball.
Ooh.
Oh, that was a good one too.
BBs.
Yeah.
The first color we're talking, the black and blue.
Yeah. Okay. And I also have the Sakais, but the green.
Oh, the green waffle.
The green ones are sick too, bro.
See, this is where we're going to run into problems because there was really good shoes in a ton of colors. Like, that's where, like, even with the Clot Air Force One, it was like there was the red, there was the black, there was a blue. It was a lot, yeah. Sky Waffle Racer in green and purple. Okay. Alvin, what do you have?
Nike Kyrie 5, the Patrick Star.
Really?
Yeah.
Patrick goodness.
I just like pink, man. Pink. And then you got the Star, Vault.
Kyrie 5.
Yeah. You just got me with that. And then I got the, Nike Stranger Things Blazer Upside Down.
The one where
you can burn it off.
Burn off, yeah.
That was lit.
That's pretty
That's
cool.
it.
Okay. Upside down. Okay, so we have about like maybe 8 here, 10. Fear of God 1 Lightbone, Air Max Susan, Sakai Waffle Racer in blue, Travis Scott Air Force 1 Cactus Jack, Clot Air Force 1 in red, Hyper Adapt BB in black and blue, Sakai Waffle Racer in green and purple, Patrick Star Kyrie 5, Stranger Things blazer, and the Upside Down edition. It's funny because I was thinking if we didn't limit ourselves to 10 and this was an endless episode, we could have done basketball shoe of the year. Yeah. I was thinking about it because there was a ton of really cool basketball that came out this year.
The Harden Volume 4, the Dawn, the Spider Mitchell
shoe. Yeah, there was a ton of really cool basketball shoes this year.
Fucking everything.
But with that being said, I'm not sure with these other competitors that someone would pick a basketball shoe in the Patrick Star Kyrie 5.
Yeah, probably not.
So I don't know about that
Take
one.
Take that out.
Everything else is like a toss up to me, to be honest.
Yeah.
I could potentially say the same thing about the Hyperadapt BB, but that might just be because it's more of a technology based cool thing. Yeah, I think it for me, I think that's my rookie of the year vote.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's Nike release of the year just because it's more of a technology based cool factor.
Yeah.
So okay. So we're slowly narrowing it down. What do you guys think?
What else is left?
Fear of God, 1, Lightbone, Air Max Susan, Sakai Waffle Racer in blue, Travis Scott, Air Force 1, Cactus Jack, Air Force 1, Clot in red, Sakai Waffle Racer in green, and Stranger Things Blazer upside down. I think for the sake of making this easier, we need to pick one of the Sakai Waffle Racers.
Yeah.
What do you guys think between the green and the purple? Sorry, the green and the blue. The blue was the first one. That's one of the main reasons I put it there.
Yeah.
It's from the first set.
I'll just pick the green because it's more like... I love the blue, though, because it's navy blue and red. And just, you know
and
me
yellow.
My navy blue.
It reminds me of Snow Beach. That's why I thought it was pretty blue. Yeah.
But the pink and the green and the...
That's the thing. Honestly, I like that one better. The purple and the green. I just think in the grander...
Oh, sorry, purple.
Yeah. The grander... It's like a pinky fuchsia, whatever.
Yeah.
In the grander scheme of things, I thought the blue... was more popular and because it was the first one, maybe it's just the one, right? The first one. But I don't know, what do you guys think between the two?
Yeah, I say keep the blue one.
I'm saying blue. You're saying blue? Okay.
I like both, so I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll take either if anyone's listening. Okay, so now we're down to 6. Stranger Things Blazer Upside Down, Clot Air Force One Red, Travis Scott Air Force One Cactus Jack, Sky Waffle Racer, Air Max Susan, Fear of God 1 Light Bone.
Fear of God 1 Light Bone.
Take out?
Yeah,
I think I can agree with that too.
Yeah.
It doesn't really fit with everything else in the list.
It didn't do anything for me. I personally also wouldn't rock it. This is just my bias.
Mm.
As much as I like that silhouette, that's just... It then it's Light Bone. Like, it's not really...
I was like, going to say yellow. The yellow one.
Oh, the yellow
crazy.
One. Why did you put the fucking yellow? And I would have said, keep that shit.
I think just with the stuff that we have, the Fear of God one is like the outlier kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but that wasn't the first.
The first one was the black,
came
out in December of last year.
Yeah.
So like very close.
But I don't know. It's too... Like, you can't burn it off.
It's too specific. It's too specific. I think I can agree. Okay. So that leaves us with 5 left. Air Max Susan, Sakai Waffle Racer in blue, Travis Scott, Cactus Jack Susan. Air Force One, Clot Air Force One Red, and Stranger Things Blazer Upside Down Edition.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Joel has got his coughing out of the way.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
This is the last. It's okay.
Mm.
We're on to the last one now.
Shoe of the Year.
Sneaker of the Year.
Uh-oh.
This is the big one. This is where we compile everything from all the other categories and we discuss what we think is going to be
shoe
of the year.
Of the year.
My list to kick us off. I only have 3 because once again, there was so many things that I didn't even want to think about it. Jordan 1, Travis Scott, high.
Highs.
Sakai Waffle Racer in blue for the reasons I mentioned before.
Mm.
And the Jordan 1 SB. Chicago or LA to Chicago, because I think that shoe is, I don't know, it's like underrated, even though it's so popular. I think it's underrated because it's so freaking cool.
Mm-hmm.
When it first came out, I was so iffy on it, and then seeing everyone working with it and how it wears, and just like, honestly, if I got a pair, I would completely strip the purple off and it would just be a Chicago Dunk SB 1 or whatever. So maybe again, that's just me. But I think it's one of my favorite shoes to come out this year for all the reasons I just stated. Joel, what are your shoes of the year?
I have the Jordan 1 Travis Highs as well. And I threw in the ZX Aquas.
I could agree with that for sure. Alvin, we're at 4 right now.
Travis 6.
Oh boy. Mm.
And the Omni 1. I had the Sakai as well and the AJ 1 Travis.
And the Omni 1 as shoe of the year. The shot edition, bro, I assume.
Just any.
Well, no. Yeah.
Broke the fucking internet, man.
That's you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
It broke it. I'm just mad because I could probably get a Travis Scott before I get Omni One. Yeah.
The way they rolled it out, especially when he was in Toronto, was A1. The way they drove the hype, the way he was wearing that blue pair in the shot that everyone will have blazed into their memory for all of eternity, forever and ever. Amen. You're right.
And New Balance is on the map in terms of like North America, not just Canada, not just like all of like USA and Canada. Because to be honest, before can I just say Kawhi then?
Instead
of Omni One? Okay, Kawhi Leonard is Kawhi Leonard is shoe of the year.
he is shoe of the year.
New Balance Kawhi.
In case anyone listening was wondering, no, we're not over it yet.
We're still champs, clearly. So fuck that we're still champs.
Maybe in like June or July, I'll get over it of next year of 2020.
When we're at championship number 2 for sure.
So right now we're at Jordan 1, Travis Scott, Sakai Waffle Racer in the blue and yellow, because at Canada Got Soul, we pick a specific colorway. Jordan 1, SB, LA to Chicago, ZX 8000 Aqua, Travis Scott Air Jordan 6, and Omni 1, New Balance Omni 1, The Shot, black, blue, gold edition.
Is that 6?
That's 6.
Take out the 6.
Take out the Travis Scott 6. I've seen some people calling Travis Scott 6 their shoe of the year. So I don't know if I want to take that out. But then again, I'm sure a lot of these shoes on here are a lot of people's shoes of the year. So the
would you pick?
I don't know if I feel comfortable.
Chicago to LA.
I'd pick Chicago to LA over 4 of the shoes on this list. So I'm the wrong one to ask about that. That's what I mean. This is a lot of bias on my side. But if you guys don't think it belongs on there,
we can take it off.
I think it's really cool. I think it's the Lance Mountain that came out 4 years ago, but better. Much better. And I just think it's really good. I think it's incredible.
We should have put the other pair in the sleeper.
Which one?
The other.
Oh, the Paris?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I could see that too. Once again, if anyone has any objections, please let us know. Because there's a ton of stuff. There's thousands of shoes that came out this year.
So many.
You know what? Let's leave it with 6 for now on our list.
Yeah.
Jordan 1, Travis Scott High, Sakai Waffle Racer, blue and yellow, Jordan 1, SB, LA to Chicago, ZX 8000 Aqua, Travis Scott 6, and Omni 1, New Balance, The Shot. Mm-hmm. We'll leave it like that. If we have any suggestions, if we have people reaffirming that it's a 6-way split, then we can leave it. I don't mind having one that has 6 options.
Same.
If one's going to win, taking one out is not going to change it.
Sneaker of the year.
You might need a couple more.
Yeah.
Because I like that we have a little bit of variety. We got Jordan, we got Nike, got Adidas, and we got New Balance.
A little bit of everything.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's very sweet. Okay, so we have our finalists for now. We're going to post these up on Saturday. We're going to let people write in, let us know if you're listening to this and you're screaming at your iPhone screen right now.
You know what? It could be a post, like a static feed post, but like each list will have its own like swipe thing, photo, and then people can just comment below.
We'll figure it out.
If that makes it. Or we could just do like a Google Docs thing.
Or people email us or whatever. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll discuss this after. We probably should have figured it out. But this Saturday, you'll have an answer.
Or you'll have an answer for us. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe you'll have an answer for us. Yeah. Yeah. But like once we, like we said, if you made it this far, because it feels like it's been 3 hours now.
Almost. 4 more minutes and we hit it.
What?
No, I'm sorry.
holy shit. If you've made it this far, please, like, engagement with this specifically is very important.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to be the guys who had fucking some stupid ass shoe be shoe of the year.
Also, this might be a Canadian bias, all these shoes.
Yeah. Like, so, for real. I like that we have a lot of variety here because I think we got a little bit of something for everybody. But if we're missing anything, if you have an opinion about something, please let us know. We're going to do our best. If you're feeling that way, I'm sure there's 10 other people feeling that way.
Yeah.
And like we said, this is a democracy. We have no vested interests. We don't care.
We don't win anything.
We want. We want the people to choose.
Yeah.
Their shoe of the year.
The people will speak. So
the people will speak.
Let the people speak.
And we have spoken.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group that we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. It's called CGS Talk, and you can find it at facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. You can find that on CanadaGotSold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Pole, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Of course, do not forget to use the hashtags CanadaGotSoul and CGS2020 for a feature on Instagram. I have been Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 90 episodes. 90. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS, and we are out. Bye.
Peace.
This just made me want to buy shoes. Shit. That's what this episode did. It was just like, these are all the shoes you didn't buy this year.
Yeah, basically. Fuck.